Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Walking Together to the Eternal Light.
From the Book of Ruth. Once in the time of the judges, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem of Judah departed with his wife and two sons to reside in the plateau of Moab. Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons who married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years with Mahlon and Chilion, they also died. And the woman was left with neither her two sons nor her husband. She then made ready to go back from the plateau of Moab because word reached her there that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth stayed with her. Naomi said, "See now, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her God. Go back after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not ask me to abandon or forsake you, for wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Thus it was that Naomi returned with the Moabite daughter-in-law, Ruth, who accompanied her back from the plateau of Moab. They arrived in Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. The Word of the Lord. I sometimes wonder if Ruth really understood what staying with her mother-in-law was going to mean for her. Because you'll remember that during the time of Judges, women had no identity apart from the men they were attached to. Naomi, attached to her husband, gained all of her social status and rights through her husband. And similarly, Orpah and Ruth through their husbands. But now all the men were dead and they were classified widows, right, without social standing. It would have been difficult even for them to go to the marketplace and purchase the goods necessary to sustain life. Orpah realizes this and goes home. But Ruth, seeing the reality of her relationship with Naomi, realizes that Naomi is now her family, and she chooses to accompany Naomi back to Bethlehem. What would their future hold? No one knew for sure. But for sure, they had each other. Each disciple is called, by virtue of their baptism, to reach out to those who dwell on the margins of faith and accompany them through their spiritual journey back to a God who loves them. We do for others what God has done for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. We extend a hand. We give our life for the welfare of the kingdom of God. And so the reading today might make us question, who is it that we are called to journey with? Who is it that we are called to reach out a hand in faith with? Who is it that we are called to sit beside as we come to an understanding of our relationship with God? Again, this is what it means in part to be a Christian disciple, to follow Jesus, wherever he might lead, especially reaching out to another person in love and with hope, that together we might realize the kingdom of God in our lives, and that together we might grow in solidarity as we move towards our own promised land. May God bless you this day and give you the graces necessary to reach out to those to whom you are called, that together we all might walk towards the light of eternity.